Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Tuesday, December the 17th. And first today, there are calls for more patrols at a lay-by near Sittingbourne after a sex toy was found strapped to a tree. It's thought the area near Woodland on the A249 has become a dogging hotspot. This woman, who wanted to stay anonymous, was searching for truffles and mushrooms on a dog walk between Keycole Hill and Stockbury when she found the lewd litter.
I was walking my dog. I decided to try a new footpath route and looking for mushrooms, and went down the footpath and was looking at mushrooms in the woods next to the footpath. My dog dragged me to the top of the woods. As I turned back round, I saw something on the tree that had been strapped to a tree. And it was a dildo that had been strapped to a tree, and I looked from a distance, and then I just went, because I was really disgusted and a bit freaked out by it, to be fair. So I just took my dog home. Things are happening in these woods right next to the footpath, along with, you know, people sort of pooing in the woods, swinging in the woods, throwing bottles of urine out of the cars into the woods, along the footpath, mattresses, and plus all this that's going on as well, clearly. It's not great, because obviously we want to feel safe and protected walking our dogs and just walking generally in the countryside along footpaths. And clearly we can't feel safe. I'd like to see a fence line put up along the lay-by at Dunaway, with the A249 parallel to Dunaway. Where lorries park, cars park, and obviously they go straight in, they've got straight access into the woods, and there isn't a fence up, and I'd like a fence put along so that it can't be accessed. The footpath can't be accessed and the fence can't be climbed.
Well, almost a decade ago, the lay-by was closed after it was revealed people were using the site for illicit acts. Other litter, including human waste, has also been found there. Councillor Mike Baldock has been to visit the site with reporter Joe Crosley.
We have seen miles and miles of litter, urine in bottles, bagged excrement, a mattress, just piles and piles of rubbish.
And what would you like to see done about this?
Well, previous time I raised this, we did get a bin put in. That bin obviously isn't used as well as it should be, and it's overflowing. I think there should be regular monitoring of the area so that it's a safe place for people to walk. It's a footpath, a public footpath. People should be able to walk along that footpath, not having to worry about standing in various forms of excrement, not having to stumble over bottles of piss. It's absolutely disgusting. There's a responsibility on K2C to keep our footpaths clean, safe and usable.
What's your immediate reaction about seeing this all?
I am disappointed that so many people can be so irresponsible and just not care about the impact they have on others. It's obvious that people are coming here for certain extracurricular activities. Personally, you know, if they want to come here and make 30 videos, I don't really have a problem with that, but what they should do is make sure that they clear their junk away afterwards, because you don't, you know, children might be walking these woods, families go for days out, it would be a nice spot for a picnic. You don't want just throwing children, dildos and vibrators stuck to trees. So I'll say, I don't have a great problem with people doing something if it's not illegal, but they should be responsible and take the dildos home with them.
Kent Police say they haven't had any reports of criminal activity and say other issues should be reported to the relevant local authority.
Kent Online News.
Some breaking news just as we're putting the podcast together today. A Margate man has admitted murdering an artist who went missing while out walking her dog. Claire Knights disappeared from Minnis Bay in Burtington in August last year. The 54-year-old's body was later found in a ditch. Harrison Lawrence Van Poos, who accused from Craven Close appeared in court via video link to plead guilty. The 21-year-old is due to be sentenced in the new year. A man and woman have been charged with attempted murder following a stabbing in Margate. The victim's in a serious but stable condition after it happened in Cowper Road last Friday night. A 22-year-old from New Haven in East Sussex is due in court along with a 44-year-old woman who doesn't have a permanent address. A man who repeatedly lunged at a Swansea woman with a knife after knocking on her door has been jailed. Michael Leahy also grabbed his victim by the throat when she refused to do his washing in February. A 61-year-old who used to live on Oliver Road has been locked up for more than 6 years. Two teenagers have been charged after Christmas decorations in Thanet were damaged. A number of displays outside homes in Cliffsend were reportedly vandalised over the weekend. A 15-year-old boy and a girl who's 14 are also accused of assaulting a woman. They're due at youth court in February. Now, a former Kent porn star who was twice told by a judge to clean up her act has cried in court after being sent to prison. Kate's got the details for the podcast.
Roma Lawson sobbed in the dock at Canterbury Crown Court after being told her time has run out. After a judge had put sentencing for two assaults on paramedics and criminal damage on hold for 3 months, the 36-year-old mum went on a three-day shoplifting spree in Herne Bay. She stole alcohol, coffee, champagne and Ray-Ban sunglasses. And then, when she was due in court again, she was late, prompting a warrant to be issued for her arrest.
And what do we know about her previous offences, Kate?
Well, she was given a suspended sentence for shoplifting in August last year. Before that, she'd been given a similar eight-month sentence after having been arrested on suspicion of drug driving. She ran from police half naked and bit an officer's thigh while being restrained. She then attacked two paramedics in April this year.
So what sentence has she been given?
So despite her saying she needed to be with her young child and ill mum, a judge locked her up for just short of 13 months. The judge told Lawson, who's from Preston Parade in Seasalter, "It is sad, but perhaps not surprising that you failed to meet any of the requirements, and I made it plain any failure would lead to an immediate sentence of imprisonment." She was jailed for 9 months for breaching a suspended sentence order, plus 12 weeks consecutive for the two assault offences and 4 weeks consecutive for the theft charges.
Kate, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online reports.
Next today, and we're being reassured care will be available at A&E departments in Kent following figures that show some hospitals are struggling to cope. In yesterday's podcast, we told you how there's been a 33% increase in attendance at the East Kent Hospitals Trust since 2019. More than 1,000 patients were left waiting more than 12 hours last month. Well, Kate's been speaking to Kate Langford, who's the Chief Medical Officer for Kent and Medway NHS.
For things that don't require you to come into hospital, many of our hospitals in Kent and Medway actually see people really promptly and do really well. And people can look at our website to see where, you know, how things are going at the moment. So that's www.stopthinkchoose.co.uk. So that can show you where urgent treatment centres are, show you what waiting times are. So that's a good place to start. The other side of the coin is if you do need to come into hospital, and there are a lot of people who've had to come into hospital at the moment, you may end up waiting a long time before you get to a bed on the ward. So we are seeing, unfortunately, some really long waits for people who are at an emergency department and waiting to get admitted to hospital. So I know that the staff are trying to do their very best to deal with that. And what tends to happen is it's really hard to get people home once they're getting better, which means that those beds are not free to get the new people coming in into the hospital. So we are seeing those long waits, and our staff are doing the best they can to keep people safe during that time. But you're quite right. We'd rather people were there and inside the hospital, albeit in you know, far from ideal circumstances, than at home and the ambulance can't get to them or something like that. So we'd rather have people, but also what I'd say, we'd really rather people who aren't that sick don't come to an ED. Please, if you can find an alternative, that will really help the staff at the emergency department concentrate on the sickest people.
Meantime, four trusts across Kent and Medway have paid out a total of £7 million in damages for gynaecology medical negligence. Data shows 75 claims have been settled in the county since 2019. They include failure to act on abnormal test results, failed sterilisation and problems mid-operation. It comes amid calls for more funding for women's health services.
Kent Online reports.
More than 100 people have been arrested as part of a crackdown in Kent on suspected drink and drug drivers over Christmas.
Keep doing that until I tell you to stop. Keep going. Mm-hmm. You failed the roadside breath test, so I'm arresting you on suspicion of driving a motor vehicle on the road over the prescribed limit of alcohol.
Warn you that failure or refusal to provide that to liable or legal liable prosecution. And are asking sanctions.
Have you taken any drugs?
Okay.
The drugs test has come back as positive. Time's 5 minutes past nine. Okay, you're currently under arrest on suspicion of driving a motor vehicle whilst over the prescribed limit of drugs, Kate.
Right, what we're going to do is do, because of the manner of your driving, I'm going to request a breath test.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just make sure that's fine. We'll just flow into the device until I tell you this one. So deep breath in and then back. Keep going. Stop, thank you very much.
You were swerving down the road.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's the danger, isn't it, of having a drink normally?
Yeah.
A campaign's running throughout the month of December in a bid to reduce the number of people killed or seriously injured in crashes at this time of year. A 19-year-old was arrested after a car ploughed into parked vehicles in Broadstairs while a car hit a tree before ending up in a ditch near Tunbridge. The people who run Margate's Dreamland, along with security and medical teams, have been called to give evidence following the death of a teenager. Emily Stokes is believed to have taken MDMA and became ill at a gig at the theme park in the summer. It's been confirmed an inquest into the 17-year-old's death will take place over 4 days next April. Four people have been arrested during an undercover operation to catch shoplifters in Ashford. Plainclothes officers were used to spot suspects and £2,600 worth of jewellery, Christmas ornaments and sportswear was recovered. Two 20-year-old men have been questioned and bailed. Two women have been charged. Authority bosses in Kent say people must be at the heart of any changes that come as part of reform to local government. Yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister outlined plans for what's known as devolution. It would lead to fewer authorities and maybe even elected mayor for the county. Well, leader of Kent County Council, Roger Goff, has been speaking to Oliver Leader de Sachs from our colleagues at KMTV.
A lot of it did not come as a great surprise because any of us who've been involved in this since the summer when Angela Rayner wrote to council leaders across the country, and then anybody who listened to the minister, Jim McMahon, on a number of occasions, the overall plan and direction has been very clear. So the white paper in many ways confirms that. If there is one element that is unusual and worth picking up, it is also the emphasis in this on what's called public service reform. And that's very much about bringing public services together in a local area. That's something which has been talked about, but actually has got a much bigger role within the white paper than I think was originally expected. That's a very good move, and it's one that works well for us in Kent, because there's a clear geography for us. It is, if you like, historic Kent. The area is covered by Kent County Council and the district councils and Medway Council. And that's an area which also then shares boundaries with areas like police, fire, health, and therefore the scope to bring some of those public services closer together, work effectively to get better value for money and better services for Kent residents is, I think, a really, really positive feature of this. And then the emphasis also on devolution is about some important areas which are now very much the province of national government being taken by people accountable to the residents of Kent and Medway.
I think the real question that people have on their minds is because obviously the white paper mentions that two-tier authorities will have to propose together to kind of explain how they will move towards a more unitary system as the government is looking to conglomerate all these different councils into different partnerships. This basically means it's the end of Kent County Council as we know it, isn't it?
Well, certainly, if you do move forward on that path, then it affects every council in Kent, including both Kent County Council, Medway Council, and indeed districts and boroughs. So that is clearly an important part of the white paper. There is a relationship, particularly between devolution on the one side and local government reorganisation. They're not one and the same thing. And exactly how all that plays out is something still very much to be worked through. And we've always said in this that we seek to work across the local government community in Kent and Medway. I'll be meeting my fellow leaders later this week. And for us, it's very important that we do take every advantage of this to benefit residents in Kent and Medway, because that's what this has got to be about. Not about structures, but about what actually brings benefit to people in our county. But then that conversation will take place, as I say, with other leaders this week and beyond.
As you heard there, this is all about giving more power to local people, particularly when it comes to planning and building. We've also been hearing from Vince Maple, who's the leader of Medway Council.
I want to make sure that the residents of Medway's voice are heard in this. We are an important part of the geographical region, and I want to make sure our voice is heard. Nobody really knows at this stage what those structures will look like. We'll be fighting hard to make sure communities across the county, if it does end up being a county-wide mayoralty, that they are supported. And of course, local government reorganisation is difficult because it's dealing with humans, dealing with people who perhaps have given decades of service and will be nervous about what the future might hold. So from my perspective, one of the priorities is about making sure we give as much reassurance as possible, not giving false hope, giving people facts when we know them, and, you know, trying to be as clear as we can. These will be potentially exciting times. You know, I'm a big advocate of unitary authorities. I think it is the best way to do local government. People in Medway know if they're speaking to their councillor will deal with their issues, because there's only one set of councillors. That's not the same for many other parts of England.
And staying with house building, Maidstone has built more affordable homes than any other area of the county. Latest figures show the county town has built more than 1,000 per year on average for the last 12 years. Sevenoaks was found to have built the least, with only an average of 42 a year. You can see the full details for where you live at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
A Chatham flat that's been linked to drug use and antisocial behaviour has been boarded up. Anyone who goes into the property instead is caught without permission risks a fine or prison sentence. Police say the flat's been the root cause of a number of problems and won't be tolerated. The owner of one of the county's biggest Christmas shops is asking for their festive elf to be returned. Santa's helper is usually hidden around Time Christmas on the Medway City Estate in Stroud for children to find when they're shopping. But he's been missing since last December and is thought to have been taken by light-fingered customers. Bosses want him safely returned. The owner of a restaurant in Whitstable loved by celebrity chef Tom Kerridge say they'll have to close if their planning application is not approved. George Begg has invested tens of thousands of pounds converting the flat above Samfire into a kitchen and food prep area. He says it's been essential for the survival of the high street venue and no one's complained about the work. And thanks to your incredible generosity, we can now reveal that 16,200 toys have been delivered to children across Kent. The donations were to our sister radio station KMFM's Give a Gift campaign. They've been handed out to those facing tough times this Christmas. Let's hear from some of the recipients.
Being in hospital is really boring and actually a bit scary, and we want to do everything possible to make sure that the children in our hospitals had the best Christmas possible.
We're going to put an extra big smile on the faces of all of the children who live with us over the Christmas period here at the Caldecott Foundation.
They literally will mean the world. Some children have bled domestic abuse and they don't have any toys at all.
So the toys are going to go out to across Kent to our young carers who are aged 5 to 18 and are supporting somebody at home who's got a disability, long-term health condition, mental health issue or substance misuse.
Childhood cancer is out there. You know, every 10 minutes a child is being diagnosed. It is truly, truly awful. But in all the darkness, there are some absolute magical memories and things that we can do to make a difference and really support families.
These are going to our Kent and Canterbury Children's Assessment Centre. It's Dolphin Ward, so they're outpatient clinics. Lots of clinics go on here. So when they're bored, waiting for their appointments, these toys are going to make a massive, massive difference. So thank you, everyone involved.
We leave vulnerable families in the community, and I know that they are going to appreciate all of these gifts so much. It's going to make their Christmas.
They're going to our children's for the children that are unfortunately having to be in a hospital over Christmas, out to our community children's teams. There's children out in the community that we're looking after with cancer and other illness here.
On Christmas Day,
is quite upsetting. So for us to be able to give gifts out, it just brings a smile to their faces.
So often families maybe just can't afford a gift, or just the fact that somebody else has shown that they care is just priceless. So thank you ever so much to everybody.
Your listeners really, really have created hundreds of smiles this year.
Thank you to KMFM, your listeners, and to your sponsors, Hendy.
This is absolutely amazing. Thank you.
An absolutely massive thank you.
The team at Fostering Together would like to thank all the listeners of KMFM and their sponsors, Hendy, for everything they're doing for the children in our service for Christmas. Thank you.
Kent Online Sport.
Cricket and England have ended the year with a heavy defeat to New Zealand in the final test in Hamilton. They were beaten by 423 runs, but after winning the first two matches, they took the series 2-1. Kent Zach Crawley was opening the batting for England. But that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can get the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can register for Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. If you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.